one out loud if you wanted to.
Hold on. I'm being stupid. I'm looking at the old link that you sent me in direct messages.
Let me go to
the pinned one. Yeah.
And you even said you were going to look at the pinned thing, but then you did something different.
I know.
Yeah.
And I was also, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I also did something stupid where I typed in the password to the Discord chat instead of the Foundry.
You know, I was teasing about the grandpa stuff, but I don't know, man.
I'm telling you, I'm all shook up from T'Pol.
Don't you treat youth? Aren't those your patients? I mean, how do you relate? Yeah. You're like, hello, fellow young friend.
I was just making fun of myself with a teenager and their mom because I was, you know, using the hot lingo, right? But I acknowledged to them that, probably to you, it's still probably very cringe, huh? It just looks to me like, yeah.
All right, Grandpa.
You're just cringe. It's cringe that you say cringe.
Exactly. Yeah. I do that with my son just to get exactly that reaction.
I was watching something today to get some info on the internet, and it was like a 18, 19 year old kid, and they're like, they kept saying slay. Like, oh, this weather slays. Like, this jacket slay slays. Queen. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter took a test last week and she said she slayed.
Oh, what did my son say recently? He said, I clutched it up.
Clutched it up.
Like, they put a question on a test that wasn't in the material you had to study for, but he clutched it up, which I guess means like, oh, you just
he came through in the clutch
kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm like, is that Zoomer speak? He's like, I guess.
I don't know, Dad.
I roll.
Yeah, the one that I found weird is how everybody's like, I stand that, like, you know, like you.
Oh yeah,
you, like,
well, I obsessed did that the other day in the anime channel.
That's interesting. Yeah, because I'm like, is that from the Eminem song? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, is that, you mean like the one where he kidnaps the woman and puts her in her trunk and then they kill each other? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's a great song.
Oh, yeah. Stan, not stand, but stand.
No, stand. Like when you obsess over something, you stand over it.
Okay.
That's been around for at least 10 years because, like,
I guess the song's been around.
Yeah. The Twitter, there's been standing of like J-pop people, like the stan crowds are big, and there's a lot of them in like K-pop and J-pop.
Well, that's more a millennial phrase than if it's around for 10 years.
That's what I'm thinking. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, and of course to us, we don't have one of our millennials in here. So, I mean, millennial, Zoomer, whatever. It's all the young people.
Rex will be here in 10 minutes. We can ask him then.
Yeah, sure. I'll bet. Oh, my goodness. I was going to look up. Let's see if I can figure that out, which session we're on. This is session 55 of Forbidden Lands, believe it or not.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been quite a ride. And the DCG one is going to be number 75. So, you know, I'm nothing if not, I was going to say prodigious, but that's not the right word.
Prolific.
yes. Ty called me one of the most dependable GMs and players in the guild. And
I called you one of the most. I think I said you are the most.
The most, yeah.
No qualifier.
I will take that as a compliment. I do.
Yeah.
Oh, I do try to make sure, like, I hate to be the one that can't show up for a session or, you know, on either side.
Yeah,
absolutely. I want to, and yeah, I mean, I enjoy them too, but like, yeah, got to push through. But,
and you don't switch systems midstream.
Yeah, that's true.
Until tonight, ladies and gentlemen, this also is becoming Into the Odd.
Right. It's GURPS. No. We're moving to Fate. Yeah, could be. Also, I know that Tantalum is real, so you know it's 2-0. I actually was thinking as I was like eating breakfast or something, like I had this flyer of an idea that I was going to go Google search a Hamilton course catalog and like write up a fake course about tantalum. Is it just made up or what? But and then a course description and send it to you. But I figured I'd just describe it and not go to all that effort.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're switching to trophy gold. That's what we're switching to.
I'd be up for that. Sure.
I'll have you know that tantalum Hamilton does not teach chemistry.
all starting to make sense now. But do they teach political science? Hello, Rex.
Superior science.
Yes. It's like when I hear political science, I think of Sammer saying pseudoscience. That's a type of science, isn't it? Yes, Ralph Wiggo, you're right.
I'm with you, Rex, on that one.
Yeah,
we need our poli sci types.
You're a poli scientist and a data storyteller, so you've got that you got it going on, buddy.
I'm playing both sides of the table there.
It's like a three-sided table. I don't know, but anyway,
somehow no one's called me on all this bullshit, so I keep doing it.
That is the key. And I don't know, like Pete apparently has a big fixation on T'Pol, the Vulcan satin wearing, you know, tight fitting woman from the Enterprise series. So, I figured he was muted because he turned Star Trek back on because he was letting me know. He was letting me know how much he's willing to sacrifice for this, that he missed, you know, he missed his nightly watch of, T'Pol for us. So there you go.
Wait, how did you miss it? Isn't it like streaming?
Yeah, now and then that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, that's a whole nother streaming conversation.
What I said and then what he said. Hey, I don't have a streaming. It's my favorite.
I can't bring myself to pay for four or five different streaming services so I can watch one show.
Yeah.
So don't do it. Have some discipline.
I don't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't. That's the thing. That's why I was telling him how I'm watching Star Trek Enterprise, you know, with basically one a night, because that's how it comes up on my DirecTV H&I channel, rather than binging, you know, all seven seasons or whatever, you know, by getting Paramount Plus.
Nobody's got time for that anyway.
Well, but do you have like a DVR?
No, I was going to say, have you set your VCR up to?
Is the time still blinking?
It's blinking 12, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, we're all men of a certain age.
Yes.
Yeah, I still probably in my storage unit someplace. I still have a VHS, at least one of them.
We might
have two of them.
Yeah. Somewhere. I don't have it currently hooked up. At least
some of that porn never made it forward. So
right. I mean, there's some stuff that's only available on those old tapes. Please be kind. Rewind.
Can I ask a question?
You can.
Is the Hollows that I see on the map the Hollows that Sleeg was at
when he lost his leg
60 episodes ago, and you made it like five hexes?
Yeah, we have not moved.
Yes, we have. Sure.
Well, I mean, they went all the way down to here. That's about the farthest they've ever gone. Yeah, but they have this is the home base now.
The mill.
This is why John left.
Yeah, because they're because he doesn't like playing house.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Hey,
and ties out.
Yeah, I'm out.
I quit.
Now you remember why I quit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, we're going new places. We're going north.
Okay.
All right.
My goal now is to give Ty a completely new set of reasons to quit. So.
It's good to have goals.
Absolutely.
I can get on board with those goals.
You're going to experience a kinder, gentler Garak.
I mean, maybe Ty will be all in. Dave is sickened part of the time, so you know I'm here for that too. So it's good. Well, everybody's here. That's going to be here. Should we? Should we begin?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let us begin.
All right. Well, and for the listeners, we have Ty back, and we will be introduced to his new character at some point, perhaps, depending on how shit goes. We'll try and work that in. Who knows? You would be surprised at how bad the party still is at traveling. All right. The listeners aren't going to hear the air horn, but the rally horn's been sounded. Pete or anyone want to give a recap?
Oh, hold on. Let me open up my.
I will remind, like, we had an extended Garbage Time episode last time with a lot of talk about colleges. And then the Garbage Time was even like marbled into the RPG because Dave's daughter's going through it also, and Art's son. So anyway, and you know, always interested in that. And then the whole description of the Florida collegiate system. But
anyway. Yes, mm-hmm. Very informative. And I generally wanted to know.
Yeah,
it was interesting. Yeah.
So what did I listen? So I heard that episode, but then I thought. I got my episodes out of order. Because I think the one I listened to today was...
Yeah.
You guys ran into the Raven sister.
Yeah, no, that was before. Yeah, the last one was the Florida college thing.
Okay, I did hear that one too, but I definitely listened out of order. Okay.
All right, so on March 20th, that's the last session that I have written down. We were at the mill. We harvested some grain. We had a few rumors. There was a town toward the coast on the east... and I wrote Baker, threatened by Minotaur.
Because it was where that Baker sold his flour, baked goods, the ones with all the, crazy.
Oh, and that, as an aside, that reminded me, so I don't want to forget, because my boomer mind will, can we use the flour to make elven bread and open Dalen's delectables?
You don't have flour yet. Just saying.
I know, but when we do, I want to start Dalen's delectables, like a Elven Lembas bread, cupcake emporium.
Yeah, we could cross the streams, and you could have who's your girl in Silmar? You made it some actress, right?
Yeah, it was. Why I'm forgetting her name.
I don't know. We're both old. I don't remember either. But
she was in oh my god. I love her too.
Anyway, you'll remember.
My wife doesn't like her.
You'll wake up at 12:30 tonight. No, and scream her name.
My wife doesn't like her because her one of her friends is a costume or used to be a costume person in the film industry and worked with her a few times and said she was kind of a bitch. Then we had some lore. Darkwood is to the north. And then I increased my stealth from 0 to 1 for 5 XP. I increased my wanderer from 1 to 2 for 6 XP. I ended up failing a scouting watch roll, and Garak heard an orc whisper to him.
Right. That's about it. You did get lost before that, but so you had made camp on this side of the river, as you can see from the map. So you stopped a little earlier than you might have. But there really wasn't a lot that happened because of all the college talk. I've had some, Gurek has had some conversations with the GM, but he does not have to share them. If he wants to, he can, but, you guys heard above the table that a orc whispered to Garak, but in the game, your characters never saw it. So camp has been made. It's midnight. Gurk's already rested because he rested while he was leading the way. Mm-hmm. So you need someone to keep watch, and everyone else can rest and recover.
But I would still need to sleep, wouldn't I? Otherwise I get
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I guess you get... Well, I don't know if that... I mean, you'd have to look up your talent to see if it counts as rest
It just says it counts as a rest, but I think the tired or sleepy condition is if you don't sleep in a 24-hour period, then you get
that. Yeah, but I think it... Well, if it says rest, though, then I think you're fine. Right? Let's look it up. I'm now curious. And yes, we're still looking up rules, Ty, so whatever. I'm always going to look up rules. It's just the way I roll.
That's fine. That's fine.
I hear your judgment.
So Gurok is an orc sorcerer?
Right. Yes. Well, and he's a lot of things. It does say sleep. Yeah, so it's not. Yeah, I think that's such a. All right, so you guys need to decide. I don't think any. Well, did anyone sleep from 6 to noon? While you can retcon that somebody did. Because I think only Gurk was making camp and Dalen was keeping watch. Someone else could have slept.
Right. We would have tucked Magnor in and.
Okay, have Magnor keep watch.
Yeah, I mean, I could have slept too, but I'm not going to be useful here. So Magnor is probably the more important.
Gotcha. All right, somebody do a scouting roll for Magnor to keep watch.
You got it, Pete?
Yeah, hold on. I'm just pulling up right now. Scouting.
And there's a +2 to that because of my successful.
Oh, yeah. Just roll 2d6 more. Oh, yeah, because of the camp.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back, baby.
I can tell immediately there's not one of those of 6. I don't even have to expand it out. Because he rolled a total of 5. Alright. Let's see.
At Hamilton College, that's a 300 level math course.
Yeah, I know. That is a, what is that? Interesting. Okay. Magnor, whoever wakes up first has to awaken him, but he's like, oh, it's fine. Nothing happened. Okay. It's morning.
So does Gorok realize that Magnor slept through at least a portion of his watch?
Give me an insight roll. Might as well roll some dice.
Yep. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. If, it could go either way.
Insight. Roll.
Sure. Yeah, you strongly suspect that he slept.
So I go over and put my arm around Magnor. This is probably as much my fault as it is your fault. I need to find a better way to motivate you to do the one thing you have to do when you are on watch, which is keep watch. So... I'm going to think about maybe a remedial program that we could go through, or maybe a video you could watch, so that this won't happen again. All right. Otherwise, great work last night.
Does someone want to give John's response? Well, whatever. Just fine. Yeah. All right. Okay. It's morning. You've got the Elia River to your north. You had talked about wanting to head north. We could look at the rules for crossing a river, but I believe it's, I've ruled a couple things in the past. You've built a raft before. That is certainly one way to go. I think you can try and swim across. That has some risk. You can look for a ford. What would it be under?
Well, drowning just says if you end up in water, you need to make an endurance roll every turn, 15 minutes to stay afloat. If you wear metal armor, you need to roll every round. If you sink, you need to make an endurance roll. So it's not, that's not specifically about river crossing. I think there are some other rules about river crossing, but that's just...
Yeah.
I coincidentally happen to be right there.
It says, if you have access to a boat or raft, you can cross a river without having to use a bridge or a ford. That's sea travel, but that's not really. I think it's kind of tough to cross a river, generally.
I think we had actually talked about maybe working east down the river.
Okay.
To see if we could find a ford. So okay. Because that's also areas we've not explored. Yeah. So I would be okay with that if everybody else is fine with that.
Yeah, definitely.
I can see. New hex gives us 6P, so.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So you thinking go here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then at some point you can cue tie in, pulling his barge down the river.
Maybe. And I need to do this and do like that there. All right. The river appears to be broadening, but getting swampier. All right. All right, let's do a lead. I don't think you've been in that hex before, so let's do lead the way and keep watch. Oh, did everybody roll food and water last time?
Ooh, no.
I think we did. Let's do it.
Last time?
Yeah, for yesterday. Just do food and water. You guys should be fine. You should all have high die. I don't see anyone with you so far.
And did anybody do Magnors?
I have it up.
Oh, okay. Oh, somebody got it.
Wait. He actually doesn't have any in any food, it says.
Yeah, fuck Magnor. the question is, should we do Gravel's? Let's do Gravel's. You guys have access to him?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you do this? I'll do it. Yeah. All right. And then, lost something. Lost some food.
No.
A 2 is a loss.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was on just a 1. Oh.
No, I thought that actually as well for a while, but when we looked it up, so he's
okay.
He might be out of food.
He is, because it did automatically decreased it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, I think on the donkey you've got a D12 of food. I'll move it to a D8. Why don't you give him a D8 of food?
Okay.
Or you guys could hunt or whatever, but
Nah, let's stay focused.
All right. So give me a decide who is going to lead the way and who's going to keep watching. Give me some rolls.
I'm going to lead the way.
All right. And I could. I'll keep watch. That's scouting still, right?
Yep.
There we go.
All right. Mishap table. Wow. Look, Dalen's killing it. Correct. Falling down on the job.
7 dice.
Yeah.
No success.
The odds are not as high as you might think to get a success on that. It's like 75% ish. Let's see. We need mishaps, traveling mishaps, foraging mishaps, leading the way mishaps. All right. Special D66 die. Wow. Okay. Gurk, what is your least favorite small animal?
Probably an overly chatty squirrel.
Perfect. Yes. as you're leading the way, a very fluffy, well-fed squirrel. You step perhaps somewhere where the squirrel thinks you shouldn't, and he starts scolding you. And I don't know how do you react. You probably ignore it.
At least initially, I ignore it.
Yeah, but this scolding, like, and when you ignore him, the squirrel gets even more vociferous, and like then it continues for hours, and the squirrel has followed you for miles, and then after like an hour, you think the squirrel, okay, the squirrel finally gave, and then 15 minutes later, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, the squirrel is probably going to follow you for quite some time.
Ty, welcome to the party.
That's right. Hey, yeah, fellas.
We're doing furry characters, right? I was just I just, somebody just posted on one of the dark places, like the, there's this Hic Savant Dracones RPG. Apparently there's this guy, and like, I mean, this guy's a real winner, but like, oh, it's, and like all the creatures are like furries, and it's weird. But anyway, this is the same guy who did apparently the only hentai RPG called Black Tokyo, which I then of course had to go get and, you know, browse through for scientific reasons.
Nice. Hey, yeah.
Okay. That's yep. Great.
Yeah, so just to make sure that I don't accidentally, you know, come across it in the trove, is it there or not? I wouldn't want to accidentally click on it.
I can put it there, and then you'll make sure that, you know, no one will ever click on it, because you'll know it's there and we'll be careful.
Yeah,
yeah, I can do that. It's really. If you want like hentai, there's a better book I have, which I'd have to remember what it was. Sorry, go ahead, Gurk. You're gonna probably say something meaningful.
I was gonna kind of gesture Dalen over as we're making our way.
Okay.
Do you think this squirrel might betray our position to something more dangerous?
No, I don't think so. Wait, does Magnor talk to animals?
He can.
Oh, I mean, he's got that spell, right? Yes, he can.
Maybe we should have Magnor talk to him.
Okay. I love this.
Who's gonna RP think that would be a good use of his ability.
Okay. No, I think he will be fine. This seems like he's just annoying.
Does
I don't want to put thoughts in Gurk's head, but I'm guessing the reason he talked to Dalen is because Dalen has a bow. Just saying. But he doesn't want to say that part out loud.
Well, you could practice your hunting on the squirrel, couldn't you?
I could.
Be a lad.
All right, and...
You know.
Damn. That's a lot of fucking dice. What does it look like as this squirrel is like this poor innocent squirrel that was just defending his nest is brutally murdered by your bow, Dylan?
He was kind of up on his legs, you know, like with his paws up in the air. And the arrow just shoots straight through the side of his head and impales him in the tree next to him.
Nice. And you can hear, like...
Anybody want a squirrel kebab?
Are you gonna like, eat the squirrel? You could have you could be your ration, right?
Yeah.
I think a squirrel is, like, one ration. Like, and you don't have to... You can just eat it tonight in place of rolling for food.
Yeah.
All right.
Well done, Dalen.
Nice. Unfortunately, all this ruckus, even though Dalen has done an excellent job of scouting, because Gurk distracted him with the squirrel business, you're just kind of, you weren't walking quickly, but maybe in the adjustment from the squirrel, you realize that there's a low tree. You know, it's not like this is a wooded area, but there's some trees along the river. And there is there's a dead tree, and there's a big black iron cage dangling there, and you see there's a man inside staring at you. I'll read the proper text. A big black iron cage dangles ominously from a dead tree nearby. Straw and bones from previous prisoners can be glimpsed through the rusty bars. In the middle of the mess sits an emaciated, wild-looking man. He seems preoccupied with cleaning his nails. Of course, I'm changing that to him staring at you. With a torn-off skeleton finger, but suddenly looks up and stretches out his arms toward you in an imploring gesture. You know, and you're probably, you know, within, you know, 50 yards of this tree. Do you guys do anything?
Well... Lauren, any thoughts?
Wow.
We're going to go straight to the psychopath. All right. Yeah, so sorry. I just start to close the distance a little bit.
Okay.
And you said he was cleaning his fingernails, but he's looking right at us?
He was cleaning his fingernails with a skeleton bone, because I guess that's what's available. Mm-hmm. But he's looked up and he's kind of got like a pleading look. You know, he's even got his hands together. Looking at you.
I know what to do if somebody asks me if I'm a god, so so I just approach him, but I don't say anything. I just keep watching him for a minute. Like almost to the point where it's like,
do you have your weapon out?
I got it sort of resting on my shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Just it's out of its scabbard, but yeah, it's resting on my shoulder just.
And he will say, "Hello. Please, sir. Please, I've been unjustly imprisoned. Good sir, half elf."
Hmm. And what was the false charge?
Well, there's a local lord, and he makes air quotes when he says lord. Him and his bride and I had an amorous misunderstanding. I mean, come on. Does that mean I should be exposed to the elements to die?
Probably.
Oh, you're a puritan.
So how are you unjustly accused? What's the unjust part of this?
I mean, all I did was, you know, diddle a little bit around. Is that, I don't think that's a capital offense. Come on.
Interesting. And where is this place?
It is to the east on the coast.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about this? In exchange for information, if I'm satisfied with what you tell me, I'll let you go.
Well, I can do even better. I have treasure that I would be more than willing to give to you. I have hidden it in a nearby secret location. And if you let me go, I will give you half. Or give it all to you. I mean, just let me go.
I was about to say.
You know, like, you're armed and I'm not. So if I'm lying, you could just kill me. What's in it for me?
Sir Upstolz is his way forward. Tell me about this treasure.
It's a roll on a random table. Valuable finds in a lair.
Now we're talking.
That's right. It's insert random generated treasure.
Nice. All right.
That I will roll for later. Because I don't feel like rolling for it now. I might actually have this table in the compendium.
So let me share a couple of things with you. I'm striving to be a better orc.
He looks very interested.
It's a challenge at times. Trust is not always the strongest commodity with me. My friend behind me isn't trying very hard to be a better person. If I let you out and you do not deliver on your promise, I suspect he will gleefully make you wish that you had rotted and died in that cave.
Yeah, did you not hear me? Because I already said that. Like, yeah, obviously. I'm not lying. My name is Ambrosius Kleck, and I am the most skilled and handsome swordsman in Ravenland. By the way.
While that's impressive on some level, you still need us to get you out of that cage.
I'm not arguing with that. All right.
What do you think, Garak? Should I cut him down?
You guys, in order to get him out, like, it's a locked cage. Someone would have to pass a sleight of hand roll if you try and pick the lock, or you'd have to come up with a way to, like, break it open. I think it would be a very difficult. It's a iron cage. It might be you know, a pretty difficult might type check if you want to break it open. I don't know that any of you has sleight of hand, though.
I do.
Oh, yeah?
Wow. Yeah, I've got 4 agility, but only 1 sleight of hand.
Oh, that's still pretty good.
Yep. Much better than mine.
Does anybody else have a...
Well, I would roll 6 agility, and so...
Oh, so that's more than my 5.
And
so
then you could train up on it if you do happen to succeed.
Well,
if there's any magic that I could do on it.
I'm wondering, maybe is it science. Worth... But I'm also wondering, is it worth... You know, I sort of turn to the guys and say, is this worth us, you know, getting involved here? I mean, you know, maybe he did something he shouldn't have. So who are we to interfere? And don't we want to get moving?
I think we want to get rich.
Do we believe him?
Well, did you miss my presentation on our current liquidity challenge?
Yeah, but what if...
It's 13 what silver coins.
All right. Well, I just was thinking
that that's like a week almost of mill stuff.
All right. Well, let me look at this lock.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Dale.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
there we go.
Yeah. And you're able to, you know, figure out how to get it open. Dalen, do you open it?
So I you know, futzing around, and you know, I click it, but I do it so that the guy inside doesn't know.
Okay.
And I turn to Girl. Are you sure?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to worry about it. That technically, I think, yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
He's really not a threat. Right. He's really weak. He's not a threat. You can tell.
Then I open it up.
Yeah, all right. He kind of crawls out. And he's very grateful. Thank you. Thank you. And
you guys, he's not the one I'm worried about. I'm worried about that if this lord, you know, I mean, maybe he, I mean, again, I don't want to get too discussed.
Well, you want to tell this guy, like, not to let him know who let him go?
Well, the thing is that, you know, what if he's a rapist, right? You know, I mean, you know, he said he's not telling us exactly what he did or didn't do, you know, and so, you know.
It's true.
I'm worried more about the Lord coming after us, you know, because we let, you know, clearly a you know, a criminal out. But
well, it's too late now. He's out.
Yeah, too late.
He kind of struggles over to a tree, you know, 100 yards away, and kind of reaches his hand inside the trunk and pulls out a bag, and he says, "You fellows done a good service here. I will remember this if you ever are in need of assistance, and Ambrosia, blah, 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 whatever my name is, can help."
Before you go, tell us of this lord.
Sure. His name is Lord Theocall, Theocall. And he runs the town of something. Okay. On the coast, on the east coast of Margadella. And, you know, he's just a local lord. He's the son of the previous lord, and, you know, is a young kid and trying to find his, you know, he's a little overzealous sometimes, and he's got a very pretty wife. And, you know, she's not getting everything she needs, apparently, so. It's just a, you know, a town, you know, maybe, and in post put in town name here. It's a town of maybe 200, 500 people on the coast, fishermen, farmers, a little bit of trading, nothing to speak of. He's got a, you know, 30 soldiers. He styles himself a lord, but he's really like, you know, a village mayor. You ask me.
And would you know a way across this river?
Ah, good question. Let's roll the dice of fate. I do. And I would be glad to show you.
Please lead on.
All right. So he's actually going to say, you're going to go over here.
Mm-hmm.
And so... This is still in the first quarter day because you can go two hexes. If somebody, let's just do keep watch and lead the way as you're following. Maybe, and, you know, because he kind of knows the area, well, we'll see if you fail. Wow.
Let me throw this.
Okay. Yeah, throw the lead the way.
Get calm.
Okay, yeah, you managed to lead the way. Let's see now. And I even added the 2d6 I rolled was a bonus for him kind of knowing the way, but none of those succeeded either on the keep watch roll. Planes. So. Interesting.
Never good when Duck says interesting.
Yeah. So as you're making your way along the river, a young man in blood-splattered clothes suddenly jumps out of the path onto the path in front of you. For a brief dramatic moment, your eyes meet. Wild, panicked eyes are staring pleadingly into yours before the man runs off into the terrain. A few breaths later come a group of savage orcs of a kind you have never seen before. Big, imposing, and eerily human-like. I don't know what that means. And all of them females. Armed with bows and hunting spears, they stare at you with glowing yellow eyes. Their leader, who has 9 pearl-adorned foxtails hanging down her back, speaks to you in a deep but surprisingly articulate voice. Wow, so racist. Strangers, we seek the human hair. Have you seen it dance through here? And give me a lore roll, Gurek.
Okay. Lore. And would anything in my bio affect it?
What's your pride right now?
The Forbidden Lands preys upon our depravity and undermines our compassion. I will do what I can to fight this.
No.
Okay.
Here comes I'm letting you make an ore roll because you're an orc. So right. That
I got that.
Yeah. Okay. So you would recognize these as Viraga orcs. And that this is an ancient ritual, a grisly hunting ritual that they have done for generations, and you know they will be very committed to the cause. You know whether it's, you know, obviously you don't know whether the man deserves to be prey or not. I guess you would probably usually. It's not like they pick guilty people. It's just, you know, they abduct someone and make them run for the hunt. But it is a tradition. So what are you guys going to do? Oh, and I wanted to do something else. I did use these before, so I can use them again. I think it's... How many? What's your reputation now?
This is what my character sheet says.
All right. See if they recognize you. Yeah, it's just that. I guess I'll roll this in the... Well, I'll roll it in secret. Let's do a GM roll. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, so what are you going to do? They don't appear to recognize you.
Okay.
I mean, they do know that you're an orc, but, and maybe right. They look at you like, you know, well, they don't mention the ritual, but you've kind of figured it out, and they look at you like right. You should understand what they're doing.
Right. So, I kind of gesture everyone to stay back, and I step forward. Well met, sisters. Tell me of who you look for again.
And they say, as we said, we are hunting. It is the ritual of the Viraga. You should know of it, brother.
Yes, yes. But who do you seek?
The human that is our prey.
Mm.
He will be wounded, and his path leads right through here. So we think you might have seen him.
I wish that I could have observed such an ancient ritual. Unfortunately, and I point over to Ambrosia or Ambrosius.
Yes.
This is the only human we have seen so far, and we've had him with us for a bit. Good luck in your hunt.
Yeah, and she looks at you a little. She kind of looks at you a little side-eyed. She's like, very well. We do not need your assistance to find him. In fact, it would violate the sanctity of our ritual. As long as you do not intervene, we will trouble you not.
This is not a hill that Gurk's going to die on. So.
Okay. All right. You let them go. They rush off with some sidelong glances. All right. Nice job. All right. It's noon. What did I say? Ambrosius says, oh, the path is to the north through, you know, I'll lead you through the islands. And there's, you know, spots to wade across the river. Do you agree to follow his path?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do another keep watch and, lead the way roll. Yeah. Wow. Okay. The keep watch is.
Oh, hold on.
What? You don't get two extra because you're not in a camp. Oh, that's right. Oh, I did give you two extra for him because he knows the way. Yes. Okay. All right. Good. Yes. Yeah, so you succeed on both. It's actually pretty quiet this time. Let's do this. Let me do that. There's a forest there. And so I'm going to say crossing the river takes the full quarter day. You're not going to get to move two hexes going through that swampy area. So it's coming up on evening, and Ambrosius says, well, travelers, once again, I thank you for your... did you guys take the 13 gold pieces? For freeing him?
Was it gold or silver?
Sorry. Yeah, I said gold. I meant silver. Good. Yeah. Thank you for not just assuming it was gold and writing it down.
Right. I'm not sure, Pete, did you add it to the dunk?
No, but I opened it now, so I was just about to ask you. So you said 8?
12, I thought. 12. 13.
13. 13 platinum pieces.
Yeah. 13.
13 silver.
Electric.
Got it. 13 silver.
It's on the donkey.
All right. Very good. All right. So are you, it's end of the second quarter day. What are you guys going to do?
I think we should just make camp.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming Gurek's going to do that and going to do the standard Dalen keep watch.
Hey, okay. And I'm going to remember this time plus 2 modifier.
No. Not until the camp is made. So, what's everybody else going to do? Are you going to Magnor sleep? Is anybody else going to like train or anything?
Can I like forage?
Yeah. What do you want to forage for? Water would be like an automatic success, I think.
Can I forage maybe? For victims? Well, I know Dave's character is low on food, so I'd.
Oh, yeah. There is, I think, forage for, you can forage for, like, vegetables.
I won't be good at it, but I can at least try while everybody else is doing something useful.
It is autumn, which will give you a +1 to your forage roll. It's a survival roll. with a plus one.
Okay.
And you get as many vegetables as you get hits. Okay.
There you get go.
One unit of vegetables. So,
give it to Dave.
Yeah. So, and then you have the squirrel. So two of you don't need to roll food. I'm assuming you eat those unless you wanted to take the time to try and prepare them and turn them into a die roll. Right.
That's Pete, right? You're the cook. Or did Garak? I lost track of who cooks.
Yeah. I think... No, I don't think I cook anymore. Who cooks? Garak, do you cook?
No.
Oh, I think I cook, but I don't have a talent in it. I just have the kitchen. Or I used to.
You need a chef. The chef talent.
Right. We've got a field
kitchen. I have chef. I'm sorry.
There you go.
And we've got a field kitchen on the donkey, I believe.
Yeah.
Right.
The problem that you're going to run into is, like, you're going to spend from 6 to midnight foraging, Lauren, and then you would get sleepy because you hadn't slept. So
right.
I would just say eat it.
Just let Dave eat the let Gravel eat the squirrel.
All right. Well, I'm just going to eat the vegetables.
I'll eat the vegetables.
Okay. So you two don't have to roll.
Unless Lauren, you forage them, so you should eat the vegetables.
Okay.
Unless you don't want to.
No, I'll eat my vegetables.
Yeah. All right, so I'll do my food.
Okay. And Garak, do your food. And Gravel doesn't need to do his food. Okay. Do water. And did we get the make camp roll, which was a success, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, you said for us to do water, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he, Dalen made the scouting roll as well.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, okay. I wonder what that is. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Forty-one in the plains. Oh. Okay. I'm not gonna do that. All right. It's a quiet night. So I'm not even gonna make Magner do a keep watch roll for the second half of the night. Let's just say it's a quiet night. So you get up the next day. What you gonna do?
So offline we had talked about two possible things to explore. Mm-hmm. One guy was sacrificing humans as part of his magic.
Yeah. Well, so here I will refresh. Let me go to the channel. I probably remember it actually. You had heard of two rumors. One was the crypt of the wizard Pagoig, who was a strange man who was searching for the cure-all with bees, honey, and, you know, sacrificing people. And then there was the firing pit of Lalo Yutui, a wizard known to fire clay pots of great magical potency. He, you know, the rumors are he has lots of treasure and that he is not a nice person. In other words, in order to get the magic to work in the pots, also, like, people disappear from the surrounding area.
Right. I think we had all kind of leaned towards going to the crypt.
You had.
Sure.
Yeah. And I will tell you, the rumors would, and, you know, maybe you talk to Ambrosius, he would say it's this way. There's a town to the northwest from where you are.
Okay.
There's a town nearby that, you know, where you might be able to find more information about the crypt of Pagoig.
I think
the town of Hot Thicket. Okay.
If we can find this crypt, we have mild cash infusion, but not the type to fundamentally change our operation.
Yep, let's keep going.
Well, But we will go northwest.
All right. All right. So give me a keep watch and lead the way roll.
Here we go. Definitely know what I'm training next.
What is that?
Pathfinder 3.
What does that get you?
Gets me an D8 artifacts.
Oh, nice. All right. All right. You guys are good. Ooh, that's a high number. High numbers mean encounters. Wow, you guys, it's been pretty busy on this trip. 4.22. Dalen, you're scouting ahead, and you see a monstrous silhouette, taller than two men, looming farther ahead. You detect it far away. And are able to scout up to it and realize that it turns out that it is actually a
statue.
A statue, yeah. It turns out to consist of half crumbled rocks covered in moss and lichen. And you suspect that perhaps, you know, just like in Tolkien, the troll got hit by sunlight and turned to stone.
Ooh, nice.
You're gonna investigate it any further?
I'll wait till they. I'm not gonna do it by myself. I'll
sure
bring up the group.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody gonna look around?
Yeah, I'll look around. Oh, sorry.
And he's also gonna roll lore.
Okay. You guys would find 5 silver pieces. Yeah, nice. You don't get anything else from the lore roll other than, you know, that, you know, it's trolls are turned to stone by sunlight.
Okay.
You know, it looked like it had been in a battle and perhaps lost track of time. So 5 silver coins and let's see.
I added it.
Do we have... let me look on this. And you find All right, let's roll this. A fine flail that looks to be in near pristine condition.
Flail count as hammers?
They're one-handed. They have a +1 bonus, 2 damage. They do work at near range rather than arm's length.
Is it a blunt melee weapon?
It's a blunt.
Okay.
They are worth 16 silver to buy one. So.
But doesn't Lauren have a?
I've got hammer.
And does that specifically say hammer, or is it just like any blunt?
Any blunt.
Nice. Yeah, you could use it. I don't know. A warhammer gives you a +2 bonus. The gear dice, right?
Hmm. But I'm also skilled with a sword, so if somebody's pretty good with a blunt weapon, I have a 3 in sword fighter as well, so I can go either way.
Okay. I mean, I have already have a broadsword, so I'm not sure that really does anything for me, other than maybe gives me slightly more reach, but I'm not that worried about that. So okay. Put it on the donkey.
Put it on the donkey, and you can always change your mind later if no one wants to. Yep. Equipment.
I'll switch to a flail. I was going hammer or blunt to begin with. It's nice to get back to.
Okay. Sounds good.
And for a moment, I get a whisper, bong. But I'm like, no, bung. This can't possibly be. No, bung, no. Oh, bung.
And then Gorik looks over. I checked. It doesn't have a name. And I give him my best, like, sorcerer wizard look, you know.
I shall name thee Dildonculus.
Dildonculus. Nice. All right. So, yeah, that's it. You're still mourning? You gonna go here, straight north, or northwest? Or somewhere else? Follow the forest?
Let's skirt the forest and go straight north and see what we get.
All right.
So, sorry, is it okay to put the flail in my inventory then? Is that okay to grab one?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. For okay for me.
I'm going to move broadsword to the donkey. It's just tripping on broadswords, but
yeah. And lead the way and keep watch rolls. Yeah, that's the same fucking roll.
We got this. We're in the groove.
Yeah. Nice job. All right.
A well-oiled machine.
I'm gonna do this.
Oh, Duck, you don't use the party actor.
No, I don't. I could have. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow. All right. Let's do that. That's nice. Ooh. No, well, that's not good. All right, I'm going to re-roll that. But you did pass your scouting roll, correct? Yeah. Wow, the alphabet is hard. Okay. It's interesting that you decided to skirt the forest. Something is clearly moving out there in the deep darkness among the trees. Something big and heavy is snapping the sky-high pine trees as if they were twigs or the bones of a freshly slaughtered lamb. And it is getting closer, fast. A tree falls on the ground right next to you, and you hear a hollow sigh, heavy with boundless sorrow. Since you did pass your scouting role, Lauren, I'm going to give you, you're going to notice this thing coming before you'll like hear the sounds of it before you actually see anything. What are you going to do? I mean, and you don't have long to decide because it's moving pretty fast toward you.
I quickly turn to everybody and say, something's coming. We better try to, I mean, do we think we have a time to sort of take off, or do you feel like, or
give me an inside roll. Let the dice decide what you have time to do. Wow. You don't have a lot of insight. You don't know.
Maybe because I hear it so loudly, I say, you guys, take cover. And so maybe we all should do stealth rolls to kind of hide.
Okay. I will allow that.
Well, that's what I'm going to do anyway.
Is it, usually, well, what we would do, and we've done this before, is whoever has the worst stealth can just bang roll. Probably Magnor.
Let me pull up Magnor.
Not gonna hide. So.
Oh really? No. Nice. Okay. All right. Well, then you might as well not hide at all. I mean, I guess some people. Well, maybe it could give you. You did succeed. Anybody that wants to try and hide can, because maybe that would, if it turns into a fight. Right.
Well, it'd probably be better for me to hide and set up position with my bow, and then Magnor probably would want to try to hide.
Okay. And so you know, you're warned of this thing's approach, and what's everybody, what's Lauren doing?
I'm going to sort of flank Garak. If he's out there, I'm out there.
Okay. Very nice. What you see, what you guys see, is an unholy light glowing through the trees, and an enormous shadow, blacker than the night itself, comes stomping toward you. Let's find this and do... drag that out. Boom. And in a deep, a voice deeper than the purple of the dark sky, he speaks in an ancient human tongue. What is your business in these woods?
We are merely passing through, looking for a notorious blight on the Forbidden Lands. We're looking for the Crypt of Pagoa.
Mm-hmm. He looks, the thing kind of gazes at you with the dark sockets where its eyes would be. And says, I see the truth, orc. You seek treasure. I just see greed. Prepare to die. All right. And, that roll didn't go well for you.
And is this a quote-unquote monster? Because that term has certain game effects.
Yes, it is a monster.
That is unfortunate. All right. Yeah. Let's see what plan B is.
I would give me a lore roll. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. It's a big, nasty thing.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. I think I can just do this. Oh, he's selfish too. Nice. Gurk, you actually win initiative.
Nice. So he has told me that I am going to die.
Yes.
Okay. Then I feel like I need to cast Immolate on him.
Okay. I mean, Immolate is the one that burns, right?
Correct.
Okay.
We don't really have any fire that we talked about, so I don't have an ingredient modifier. Work.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay. So I'm going to spend one extra willpower to pump it up. And here comes the roll.
All right. So it's 2 fire damage.
So you heat up your victim's blood to the point where they literally burst in flame. Spell inflicts damage to strength equal to the power level and keeps inflicting 1 point of damage per round until the victim puts the fire out with a successful move roll. Armor does not protect against this spell.
All right. It seems to have no effect. You realize after you do this that this perhaps is an undead creature without blood. And Ty is not
I got nothing here, guys.
My DMs.
Oh, I got am I getting DMs?
You're getting DMs. I jumped into your DM. I'm wondering if
I think it's slid into his DMs.
It is Zoomer Boomer. I wonder if Mydrick would like to
you
on a little walkabout and, you know, see some folks, you know, perhaps, I don't know what Mydrick would do, but, you know, he sees, you know, perhaps this giant specter, which is a known local quantity, and he knows.
Yeah. Yeah. Mydrick has a history of protecting the forests. So makes sense. I'm in.
All right. Did I get you in there? Oh, that took everybody out. Son of a bitch.
I would point out that Mydrick has a 0 willpower point, so I'm just going to have to be all that effective, perhaps. I don't know, against a specter.
I don't know if willpower would make much difference anyway. But
Are you coming to St. Louis?
Yeah.
DonkeyCon? Yeah. All right, for the price of one whiskey drink, I will give you 2 willpower.
Ooh. Okay, fine. Sounds great. I'm in.
There we go. I'm going to reroll initiative, and I'm just going to move Gurek. If anybody wants to be moved, well, it's fine. It moved him back to the end. We'll just skip Gurek next time. All right, well, Mydrick, and in fact, you come upon this ragtag group of whatever they are in their need, and you come in and have the initiative. You can do what you wish.
So Mydrick has been traveling throughout the woods for the last week or so, trying to protect the animals and the trees and all the beans and flora and fauna throughout, and he comes across the scene. And what is this specter? I mean, is he causing damage to the forest? Maybe I've tracked him.
I can and that. Yeah. No, he's a known tree abuser.
I was gonna say he was knocking trees over, you said.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no.
Oh, important. That kind of abuse. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So you see this kind of disheveled, robed figure with a big bushy beard and kind of pop out behind one of the trees, and he says, interesting. Do you have a sense of, is this thing undead? Do I know? Can I tell?
Give me either insight or lore, yeah. I mean, if you were listening, you would know above the table, but your character wouldn't know. Yeah. It's undead. It is a specter. It is. And I would have given you a bonus too, because, you're from this area and you've probably heard of this thing before.
All right. So let me kind of remember here. I get it. What, fast and slow action or two fast actions?
Yeah. Either one of those.
Yeah.
You don't have to use them. You can save, although you can't really dodge monster attacks usually. So, might be able to dodge. You can't parry them.
Let's start this off with a very risky move. I am going to cast Purge Undead.
Nice.
This would probably not go well.
Are you going to try and overpower it? Or do you need the willpower to do that? I think you might need the willpower. Like, you can only do it at power level 2 because you only have 2 willpower, right?
So I've got 1 in the path of healing, but I can cast the level above for an automatic misfire, whatever it's called.
Oh, mishap. Magical mishap, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Spell ranks. What is the spell rank for Purge Undead?
2.
Okay. Because you got 2 successes on your lore roll, I'm going to give you that you feel like the only way to truly banish the specter would be to cast Purge Undead with a rank of 3.
Yeah, too much. Okay.
Right. I think a rank of 2 would probably wound it. If you read Purge Undead, I think you do that much.
I think it's just damage. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but this guy, like...
He's pretty badass.
He's pretty badass. Chance casting. If you want you can cast a spell one rank above the rank of your magical talent. You will automatically suffer a random magic hit set. Yeah. So it's just an automatic mishap. I do think you might need the willpower, though. Yeah, I don't think... I would be willing, you know, if you're buying me a whiskey, I'd be willing to give you 3 willpower if you want to do it.
When I launch the little wizard, it only allows me to spend 1. And so what's going on there?
To roll the spell? Do you have only 1 on your character?
I've got 2.
1 to cast the spell, and then any additional willpower you have, you can power the spell up.
Right. Why
couldn't I spend 2 to...
So when you open the wizard, there should be something above that says willpower.
Yeah. Yep.
It should tell you how many willpower you have left. And you basically click it.
Right.
You have to
make sure you have 3. And yeah, if you right click it or left, right click it, then it goes up. Does that make sense?
Okay, so I've got 3 willpower now. What'd you do? You gave me an extra 1 duck just to check it out. And now there are 2. Oh, I see. I see you're saying, Rex. So it costs 1 to cast it, and then so I have up
click
to 2.
On the right click on those X's, and then it will go up 1, and then right click again, and then you'll see power level 3. And then you have to click on chance casting because you only have it at level 2, right?
Yeah.
And let's see if it has an ingredient. You want to do this as good as you can. Let's see.
Yeah, I don't think I have that ingredient. I only had so much money to buy ingredients.
Well, maybe 2 whiskeys and you have an ingredient. No, that's fine. I'm kidding. It's under healing.
Where is it? I've got ingredient. Iron fillings.
Holy symbol. Do you not have the holy symbol?
I do have a holy symbol.
You hold it. So then you can click ingredient.
Boom.
So that'll give you another die.
Yep.
Roll this fucker.
So I've got 3 dice and 4 power level, it says.
Yep.
Why do I have 3 dice? Oh, because of the willpower.
You're overpowering.
I'm overcharging.
Level 3. Overcharging it, yeah.
Yep. And then power level.
So you're gonna do 4 damage, but then any successes you get on those 4 dice will overpower the spell and give you more successes.
Alright. So I rolled. Here we go. Boop, nothing.
Okay, so it's 4, and then you have to roll a mishap.
So did I do 4 damage to him? Is that the...
You did.
Right, okay. And I don't. Is there a mishap button or anything that
there is a table. You probably can't see it. I can roll on it for you.
Magic mishap.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever shown this to the player, so I'll just roll it. I don't know if I have that as a public roll or not. It's a private roll.
66, sucked into the void.
That one wasn't bad. I'll let you keep that one if this one's worse. This one will be public. If that one's not bad, you should take that one.
One
point of damage to your agility. But what I will say, above the table, this guy has a strength of 32.
I just did 4.
But what it does say is that, and because you passed your lore roll so well, you knew, like, the one thing is a Purge Undead spell cast at a rank of 3 will completely destroy this giant specter. So what does that look like as, you know, these guys are kind of running around with their knees bent and preparing for combat, but Myrick comes in and does this.
He utters some ancient tongue and stretches out his arm and issues forth this dark set of tendrils, darker than the night, darker than dark, and they shoot out and envelop this specter, and he disappears. He's like, it's like it covers him, and it covers his entire body as yeah,
nice.
Very and good. He's gone, and yeah. I lose agility.
Point said, of agility. Right? Okay. All right.
I'm exhausted.
Wow.
Yeah, what's the party's reaction to this?
Nah.
What have you done for me? What have you done for me lately?
So I think Lauren in particular was, you know, he's going to get pretty horny for a fight. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh shit. So I feel like I was getting horny for a fight, but it might have been too much.
Ooh, you got cock blocked.
Blue balls.
Yeah. But I think I realized like I might have been about to get my ass kicked. So like
so there's a little both sides on there.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. But I'm assuming all that is going through Lauren's head and he doesn't actually say anything.
Right. No.
Okay. And Dalen, did you actually say something to this strange unbathed? Yeah.
I'm like, well met, fellow traveler. That was impressive. I've not seen a display of magic like that in some time.
Oh, wow.
Magnor's like, damn.
No, Magnor, Garak, it's because we haven't been around anything that had any blood. It's just your displays of magic are awesome, but we haven't had you do it in a while. Miss it.
Well, you haven't seen a purge undead like that ever before because your
right.
druid didn't even know that he had it.
Well, friends, this forest will treat us well if you are friendly to it. I draw my strength from it.
Nice.
Are you looking for an opportunity to secure your financial future?
I love that that's what you have to say yes to.
Do you have an Amway card that pull out of like your hairy chest hairs?
Mydrick raises an eyebrow to that question.
I have you a brochure of an exclusive investment opportunity.
I have few material needs. But I do have larger gold. What was that, my little friend?
Whoa.
Oh.
Eric looks over his shoulder. Please don't be rude to our dwarf. He normally says much more than this. Well, the investment talk we can save for later. We're looking for a crypt of Pagarag or Pagorag.
Pagog.
Pagog. Yeah. Might you know where it is?
I might.
we'll have to talk about like how long have you been in the town there, which is actually right here.
Just right there?
Yeah.
Is that where the crypt is, do we think?
So, well, that's what I'm trying to get. Sure. I'm trying to get a sense of Mydrick's background. How long has he been? So you didn't grow up there unless you wanted to.
Right. No.
It's a small town of kind of strange people that seem to like have a lot of hives, beehives. You know, they farm and it's a very small town. They're a little weird. They're very closed off. How long have you been there, Mydrick?
So Mydrick grew up on the lakes, the shores of Lake Varda, but on the forest side to the north, and is about
in the dank wood.
In the dank wood, yep. Mm-hmm. And has spent his youth protecting the forests, and has slowly made his way east. Mm-hmm. And so he's probably been in that forest, those forest hexes around to the north of that town, probably the last, I'll say, month. And he occasionally heads into the town to to help out, and okay. I don't know if it's a friendly town or whatever. But
you know, maybe you've established some goodwill. You know, maybe
yeah.
you've healed some, you know, people in the village, and
I'll do some healing in exchange for some modest supplies. And
right. Yeah. So you've got a good rapport with them. Yeah. What you know is. And I guess you can decide if you want to share this with the others when Gurek asks you. So the whole town is kind of on, you know, it's next to a river. Are you guys, it's kind of on a little bit of a rise. The, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of beekeepers there. So there's a lot of hives and bees, there's this underlying hum that you noticed, Mydrick, when you first came into town, but after you've been there a while, you kind of stop noticing, and the villagers probably wouldn't notice at all. There is a, you know, the villager, you've heard of this Pagog, and the legend is as follows. The sorcerer Pagog is of minor note in most histories, as his vanity, excesses, and medical prowess brought plenty of commentary, but darker insinuations became more and more explicit that his cult was insular, greedy, and lavishly hedonistic. The darkest allegation is that Pagog began experimenting with the creation of a mellified man, the candied flesh of which can restore any being to the apex of their vitality at the cost of a prolonged and torturous end to an individual. A single pound of mellified flesh can, by renewing the life of an individual or resurrecting the recently dead and restoring them to their physical peak, create devastating impacts and destabilize power relations. Anyone with even a decent amount of wealth would have a burning desire for it. So, you know, this is the legend of the wizard. His crypt is rumored to be around here where he, you know, he hasn't been seen in some time. So it's thought that he's passed. In his experiments to create this, but perhaps he created a mellified man. Who knows? But, you know, there's definitely darker aspects to this thing. No one in town, you know, I don't, if you had asked about, like, well, where is this crypt? No one really knows. The town... is aware of there's every once in a while they get raided by these weird insectoid creatures. They don't know if it's related to this crypt at all. They've been quiet recently. What else do you know? You know, the town's very small. It has, you know, there's a very small, like, one of the farmers runs a kind of common room. You know, you can like sleep on the floor there and get a drink and some food. But that's about it. There's no real, armor. There is a small, chapel there, to some weird, insectoid / bee god. Yeah.
I just looked at mellified. I had never heard of that before.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you probably have. There is a Forbidden Lands book called "The Crypt of the Mellified Mage."
I knew that, but I never
knew that mellified mean like honeyed. Yeah,
honeyed. I didn't know that either. Okay. Yeah. A human mummy confection. Mm. Okay.
But above table, I just want to make sure I understand. To create this, somebody else has to die.
I'm not even going to make you do a lore roll. Absolutely. Yeah, there is. Okay. Gurek would have no problem in condemning this as evil. This guy is not a good person. And anything, and I don't know how much Mydrick's going to share with you of that legend. You would probably have heard of this, you know, you would have heard the bare bones of the legend and know that this is not, you know, the word, you know, mellified, you know, there may have been a little bit of lichy kind of things going on at the same time. So, you know, just saying. Nobody, you know, there's no good liches as far as I know.
Kirk, hear me out. What if we were able to put the source of the rejuvenation to good? Like, we go down to the bone crasher, whatever town where they're all slavers. and we use them. So it's like,
oh, that's a money maker.
If they're the ones that we kill in order to fuel this, I mean, I feel like that's kind of doing a greater good.
Wow, greater good. Wow, you're really a devil. I like it.
We would need some form of due process to ensure that only the truly guilty receive this punishment. Otherwise, demand could cause people to make dubious ethical decisions.
All right, and here is where we're going to bring up Crusoe's planet and start. No, anyway.
What if we just use it for ourselves? Because we know we would do good with it. I mean, you're a pinnacle of the community.
I love it when art goes bad.
Right, I'm arguing for the death penalty.
Yes, you are. I love it. Yeah. Yeah, playing a crazy character is kind of freeing, isn't it?
We will discuss this further later.
Now I know how Gary Oldman feels.
Yeah. So Myrick, how much are you going to share with them?
Because they've mentioned the crypt to me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I share it all because it sounds like they know.
All right.
You seek the crypt of the sorcerer of Padag.
Yeah. And Garrick, once again, without needing to do a lore roll, you would probably realize, and you could say this to Lauren or not, but like the odds that he's that Pagog, I should figure out how to say his fucking name. Actually, like this process has always been kind of like, you know, the like way out there, probably, you know, it's like faster than light travel, right? Like, yeah, people have like written about it fictionally, but as a practicing wizard sorcerer, you're like kind of skeptical that it's even possible. Mm-hmm. Or, and probably not, you know, suitable for high volume manufacturing.
Right. But I have no doubt that an insane sorcerer would be willing to pursue it and kill people.
Yeah. Well, and the other part of it is at the very least, like, you know, that, you know, he had this cult of his in the pursuit of this, you know, they collected a lot of people and there's probably, a you know, the rumors are there's a great deal of treasure in this crypt because of what all these people were carrying and, you know, and what he had collected over his lifetime. Okay.
So,
yeah.
Do you think we can find the crypt without going into the town, or will we need to gather more information? And that's directed at Ty's character.
Mm-hmm.
Mitra.
Say that again.
Do you think we could find the crypt on our own, or do we need to go into the town to find more information?
Yeah, to find the crypt, we may have to seek some help from some of the villagers and ask the old wise people who perhaps know where it is. I'm making that up. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. That's reasonable. You don't. Yeah, I think. And above the table, I think that sounds reasonable. Yeah. You have not learned, but you know, maybe you haven't actively investigated, but you're gonna have to investigate. And the town seems like, because, you know, they're aware of it, seems like a natural place to go. You could, if you want choices as above the table kind of things, like, yeah, you could go into the town, try and talk to people, find out things. You could just explore around the area and see if you could find something.
And you said they have a temple in the town that
there's
seems like, yeah, to worship a
bee god.
Bee god, okay.
Yeah.
So not Raven Sisters or...
No, not one of the standard pantheon that, you know, So definitely, you know, the chapel might be worth checking out.
Mm-hmm. I could introduce them to old lady Rusha, who you know runs the temple or manages the temple. She's not the priest.
Yes, and that. Yeah,
she's not the priest, but I've helped her at times. Perhaps she knows of something.
Yep.
then we are doubly fortunate to have met you when we did, Mindrick. Lead on.
All right.
If you are friends of the forest, I would be glad to.
I notice no one's actually answered that.
We see the forest as a sustainable source of future growth.
Certainly you would not chop down the forest. I would be shocked if... No, that's fine. Okay, yeah.
There may be individual bad apple trees that need to be removed for the good of the forest.
Yes.
Of the forest, wow.
Right. Yeah, I'll lead them to town.
What's the name of the town? I'm sorry, I missed that.
I'm going to reveal it.
Oh.
Hot Thicket.
Hot Thicket?
Yeah. This was courtesy of the random town generator on Itch.
Nice.
Yeah.
I see a black screen.
Really?
Yeah,
I do too.
Well, that's a shame. Let's see what I need to do here. Configure lighting. Oh, I need to turn token vision off. How about now?
Got it.
I see part of the town.
Yeah, I used it. I see. I'm practicing with my
Pop 33.
Okay. Oh, what if you look down to the...
There is some open...
Yeah, I see a bridge and a little bit of a river and a road leading up to the bridge.
Seeing that.
Now I'm seeing a big penis.
That's right.
It's Mickey Mouse leading over. Come on.
Yeah. I'll just do this. I mean, I don't really probably need to use... but I'm practicing with my...
Your big penis?
My big penis, yeah. All right, whatever. Yeah, so it's a town. I mean, we don't really need a town map, but it's probably, so your travel and your fight with Giant Spectre happened around noon. So it's mid afternoon as you come into Hot Thicket. Hot Hicket? Maybe it's Hot Hicket. Ho Thicket?
Ho Thicket, baby.
Ho Thicket. Yeah. Hot Thicket.
Hot Thicket.
Yeah. You, so what are you going to, Myrick? Mydrick, I would assume you would probably kind of have maybe like a shelter in the woods. You wouldn't probably live in town at all, right? You just kind of visit.
Yeah. I've got kind of a hammock kind of thing hanging from some trees. And follow me, friends. These are simple folk. They will be wary of our presence, but I've gained their trust over time. But yeah. Mind your manners. Okay.
All right. So are you going to take him to the, what did you say her name was?
I said, well, I don't know what I said, but I wrote down Rusha. R-U-S-H-A.
No, that is what you said. Yeah.
Rusha. Old lady Rusha.
She minds the chapel to the bee god. Okay. Go ahead.
How do you think you would react to someone like me?
Well, humans are always wary of orcs. Perhaps not well, to be honest.
Now, Gurek's looking back and forth between Lauren and Daylan. Daylan and Lauren. Lauren and Daylan. Daylan and Lauren. Daylan.
Yes.
Perhaps you could take the lead in these discussions. Assist our friend Mydrick here. And I'll stand back. Kind of like I'm the hired help.
Okay. And I smile.
And I go back and basically take the donkey and...
Okay. All right. So I assume Mydrick and then Daylan are walking up to the chapel.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Let's say
Rusha's
point out a couple things and
sweeping around the the stone porticos of the small building that's the chapel. Maybe it's this guy here. Who knows?
You said Rusha, right? Rusha.
Yeah.
Good day, Lady Rusha. How goes Mydric. Things on this fine day?
Yes, it's wonderful weather. Oh, you've made some friends, strangers, I see.
Yes.
And I do an elf
friends,
bow,
to be sure.
My lady.
Yeah. An elf. Well met. If you're friends of Mydric, he's known to us. She turns and sees Gurek and says, you're that orc sorcerer. I've heard tales of you.
Hmm.
Do you know this person, Mydric? He is, and let me see. Let's see what we get. He is known for some, there are some very tall tales about him and the power of his magic.
We've only just met, to be honest. What tales have you heard? These friends were fighting a specter in the woods. I assumed that they were trustworthy, but have you heard otherwise?
Well, my cousin from the Hollows has said that there was a great disturbance there in the early summer, and the party was led by an orc sorcerer who caused the town and the matron of the town some great problems. And she gets kind of a crafty look in her eye. Of course, my cousin is not a big fan of the matron, so that's not necessarily a problem for me.
Gurek just smiles and bows a little bit.
When you smile, she kind of takes a step back because you kind of have a scary mouth.
Yeah.
Well, true or not, we all have a past, lady.
Yes, my lady. Yes. Well, Mydric, what can I do for you?
My companions, they had some questions.
Okay.
About the crypt, I think that you had mentioned to me in the past.
And she kind of gives a little start. Oh, such an evil man. Yes, yes.
What can you tell us about
She it? Would kind of give the same information that you got in the legend and okay. say, but kind of a little more, maybe a little more flowery and like, you know, he's this horrible evil man. But, you know, of course, you know, he wasn't entirely wrong. You know, our honey has many natural healing properties. We get, you know, we get many tourists, maybe as many as 5 to 10 a year that come to hot Hecate for the healing properties of our, you know, the balm of our natural honey and the, you know, and the bathing in the river. It's quite an experience. It's been known to have miraculous healing properties. I mean, you can examine the chapel is, you know, some people in town say that the figure represented in the chapel was inspired by Pagoig, but I don't believe it. I think he was just a simple man who realized the healing power of honey and the beautifulness that is a bee's life, and you know, we worship him for his simple ways and his beneficence in healing our ills. But feel free to take a look around. There's a offertory on your way in if you feel the need. She kind of shrugs sheepishly. What do you guys do?
Go ahead.
I was going to say outside with the donkey and let them do the worship stuff.
I thank her and I pull out three copper, okay. Which is just about everything I have, but three copper, sure. And I'll make it clear that I'm about ready to head to the offering. And I take a step away, and then Lady Rusha, do you happen to know where the crypt is?
She's like, no, you know, I do not. I do not seek it. I recommend you do not either. I feel it is an evil place.
I see. And I slowly put one of the three copper back in my pocket. I put two in the offering.
And both the GM and Lady Rusha missed that there was more. She could have had three copper instead of two, but she just shrugged. Okay. You guys going to head inside the chapel?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a small, simple chapel. It's made of stone. It's nice. There's a mural on one side of it, and it shows a man, you know, kind of with some hives and some bees, kind of, maybe they're bees. If I guess you could go up and look at it closely if you wanted to. And he's got, you know, like, you know, he's kind of got like that saint-like look. He's carrying like a shepherd's crook and kind of walking among the hives, and he has like a little gold halo over his head. And you know, then there's just like benches and stuff inside, and you know, maybe a little altar.
Anybody else inside?
Nope.
Yeah, I followed you in.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's nobody except for you guys. Does anyone else? Yeah. So Gurek's outside, Dalen went inside. Yeah. Anyone else go inside?
I think I'll stay outside. This makes me uncomfortable.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I'm an elf. I like all things of nature.
All right. So. What are you guys going to do?
So the altar. I'm going to check out the altar.
Yeah, it's like just a stone table with some, you know, runes engraved on it. You know, the runes, if you know, you could probably figure out that they don't say much, like, you know, the honeyed saint will heal your wounds. And
I mean, there's not a map etched in the altar to this temple or to the to the crypts.
No.
Is there a library in here?
I love the self-mocking is the best.
I'm only half joking.
No. No.
Any books, any documents, any I don't even know what we're looking for.
Just the altar, you know, some kind of benches, like, you know, like pews and the mural at the one end.
Are there any hymnals in the pews?
Nope.
Any levers?
No. Something about the mural draws you to it, though.
I like that.
Feels it looks almost like some of the bees almost look like they're alive.
Ooh, that's kind of cool. Like,
the artistry is kind of above what you might expect in such a simple chapel.
Does it look like an old mural that just happens to be really well done, or is it newer?
Yeah. It looks like it's very well preserved, but you know, obviously was done. You know, you doubt that anyone in this village could have done something so well. You know, it probably was done by like an actual like artisan from, you know.
Let's ask Lady Rusha about the mural. Lady Rusha, this mural is fantastic. It's fantastic.
She's like, yes. The legends are that the saint himself had that done many hundreds of years ago. This was about the time that the sorcerer Pagoig was around, just FYI.
And how did the village come upon such a magnificent piece of work?
Oh, well, I mean, the saint was here, and, you know, we built the village around the chapel. The chapel was here first. It was this small shrine to the saint of honey. And, you know, there were some hives here and we just continued his work. And, you know, we use the honey to cure, you know, everything.
Interesting. Well, I don't know if there's too much that Dalen can glean from any of that. So,
okay.
Can I check a lore, take a lore check to see if
what are you trying to find out?
Nope. I want to know about, I want to see if I know about the history of this saint. And
okay, yeah, sure. But, give me a lore roll. You've been here for a month, so yeah. Oh wow. Okay, nice. Two hits. I'm going to treat it as you think that this was actually like you think there is no saint that this was Bagoig.
He was acting as the saint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, this had some other purpose. I don't, you know, maybe it was a, you know, maybe it's been converted or maybe he, you know, remember he had a cult. So maybe he used this to recruit people to his cult.
Interesting.
Well, let's go back out to the rest of the party and
yeah,
okay.
Share the news and figure out what we want to do. I don't know what else.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you share the news.
Have we considered that this chapel may actually be the entrance to the crypt?
I had not thought about that, Orc.
I provide some minimal value from time to time.
I may have prejudged you. I apologize.
It happens.
Gosh, it wouldn't be under the altar, would it?
You know, it's not under the altar. The altar is just like a table, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not a stone box or anything.
Yeah.
Lady Rusha says, "I'm gonna head off to home for my dinner. You boys have fun."
Yeah, thank you. Say hello to Jarvan, your husband.
Nice.
Sir Jarvan.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Hope he's feeling better.
Oh, he's on the full honey treatment. He'll be fine.
All right.
He's getting honey in every orifice.
Yeah, all right, so yeah. I mean,
you're alone.
Let's check out. I mean, maybe Gurek's onto something.
Okay.
Let's check out. Go back inside the temple and
what do you
poke
do?
Poking and prodding the floor. I'm looking for gaps. I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
I'm tapping on stone and.
Give me whoever has the best insight. Give me an insight roll.
Oh, that's I'd be not... rolling six.
I'd be a six.
No, either one of you. No pressure.
I'll let Midrick roll it.
Yeah, okay. That makes more sense. And then we can give him shit when he fails.
Whoops. Insight, you said? Yeah.
Yeah, insight. Ooh, yeah.
I'm pushing it.
All right, go ahead. I'll allow it. I'm tend to be a little bit of a dick about pushing things, but I'll
yeah. And what? Why is? I mean, what? Way?
Well, so according to you're not supposed to be able to push unless it's like a life or death situation, right?
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't know how you push an insight roll, right? I'm trying to see if you notice something.
Yeah. I'm trying to generate willpower. So
I know, and that's why they don't allow it, because you know your downside is you would take two hits to your wits, which you could just rest and heal up. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's not really a good. I'm just going to give it to you anyway without the pushing and the willpower.
Okay.
You'd notice that the wall where like the crypt, the no, sorry, the chapel, the shrine.
Oh, mm.
Yes, the
there?
Shrine appears to a Freudian crypt. Oh. Whoops.
Yep.
Cultists.
Exactly. Classic. Like the wall on which the mural is. There's mm-hmm. like
the mural.
It appears like there's dead space there. Like there's no, you don't see like an entryway or a room or anything, but the building kind of goes on longer in that direction. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, I don't understand.
Unaccounted for space.
There's unaccounted for space. Like the distance from the outside wall of the shrine, there's like, you know, maybe a 10-foot distance, and there's no door to any room that you can see. It's just the end of the shrine and the mural.
Mm-hmm.
Can I sense magic?
You can cast that spell if you. Oh, you mean just your generic? You don't. No, you don't sense any.
Okay. I'm gonna hold my willpower right now. So.
Mm-hmm.
Is Mitra going to share this observation with anyone?
Oh yeah, was I the only one? Yeah, sure, absolutely. Right. Yeah, let's check this out. Yo, so bitch, check this out.
So what do you guys do?
Gurek begins to feel and kind of push along the mural to see if he feels anything like that might give or.
Yeah. Well, you notice as you push and tap, it sounds hollow.
You know, Gurek, that mural might be flammable.
You in fact think that, you know, you don't think that there's it feels like the mural's kind of a plastery thing. It's you don't sense a mechanism or anything, but you sense you might be able to just break through it.
And break through what exactly?
The mural.
The mural, okay. Yeah. They're not going to be too happy about that.
Well, I was going to say, we're that upset?
Probably, but who cares?
Lucia?
I'm going to make a might check to see if I can bash through it.
Go for it. I wouldn't have made you roll, but go ahead and roll. It's not that hard. It is if you're an orc, you're going to, it breaks open. There you go. Yeah. And what
do I see
go ahead.
As I break it open?
Behind the crumbling plaster of this beautiful artwork that you've destroyed, this town's heritage, and tens of tourism dollars, silver pieces gone, is an opening, and it stares down into darkness, and we fade to the same black.
Ooh. Cool. Well done.
All right, good. Yeah, everybody, good job. Let's read the XP, the book of XP. Read from the list, the checklist. All right, everybody who is here gets one. Everybody gets another one for traveling through a new hex. Everyone gets another one for discovering a new adventure site. Everyone gets another one for defeating one or more monsters. Everyone gets another one for finding treasure worth one gold or more. The only other one, so that's like five, right?
Five.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think anyone risked their life, and I don't think of any extraordinary action, although we could give one to Mydrick for banishing the Spectre. That was pretty cool.
Why don't we make it a trade-off? We'll do, I get the Spectre, but you know, I didn't really do the travel and all that kind of stuff. So we'll call it equal. How about that?
All right. Yeah. So you get the full five. Sure. We can do that. That works.
Nice.
All right. Yeah, great session, boys.
Cool. And that was fun.
You have found the entrance. So,
yeah.
Don't worry. If you had gotten stuck, there's Like, if you'd like, oh, we're gonna like go talk to more villagers. Like, I've got shit that would have happened, and you would have eventually found it. So I had ways, but I was curious if you were gonna. And you know the mechanic in Forbidden Lands for finding secret doors is like, I'm just waiting for you to like say things like, oh, we examine the mural, and then I'll give you information about it. Right? There's no.
Yeah, I should have thought of that. Yeah.
Yeah. No worries. Well, you did with the altar. Like, and you know, the altar is kind of a natural thing to check, but yeah.
Right. Anyway, right.
I did try and emphasize the mural a little, but I didn't want to make it too obvious.
Right.
Yeah. Well, this is great. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for having me and let me come back and I'm excited about Forbidden Land. So
welcome back.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. All right, boys. Everybody have a good night.
Thanks.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Good night.